You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And hope you're all well. What do we say on this day of the week? We say, oh no, it's Monday. It's Monday the 24th of July. Great to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and I'm going to be with you from now going right through until 10 o'clock this morning, this Monday morning. Isn't that great? Time, we're just about 1 minute after the hour, 7 o'clock, and we're going to take a look at birthdays today. It's a big one. It's a big birthday, especially for us. It is the birthday today of Simon Bolivar, born on this day, 1783. Venezuelan military and a political leader, of course, together with José de San Martín, he played a key role in Latin America's successful struggle for independence from the Spanish Empire, and is today considered one of the most influential politicians in South American history. During his lifetime, he led Bolivar, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, Panama, and Venezuela to independence and helped lay the foundations for democratic ideology in much of Hispanic America. The only thing I can say about that really is, please, please, come back.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
Go, a bit of a bluesy sound, bring us in on this Monday morning, coming from the Boomtown Rats. What's it called? It's called Monster Monkeys. There we go, yes, that was Maxi Priest there, and Wild World. World, here on The Breakfast Show, we're just 10 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and flying solo this morning, literally. There's nobody else here, except for the good lady, she's in the other room. But Yasmin, she's gone off to an event this morning, which is going to be taking us through most of the day today, so I hope she enjoys that. We will be doing usual things, though. Of course, all our usual bits and pieces. And on a Monday, checking in with Ingrid, our everyday story of country folk. But apart from that, it's all hands on deck. It's me. Another birthday, by the way. Alexander Dumas. He was born on this day. Yep, that's, by the way, just joined us. 24th of July. He was born on this day back in the year 1802. Now, he was a French writer known for his historical novels of high adventures, such as The Count of Monte Cristo and The Three Musketeers. Of course, they've made him one of the most widely read French authors in the world, and great movies as well. Been so many movies of those, isn't it? So there you are, that's Alexander Dumas's birthday today. Oh, not to be confused with David Dundas, who's putting his jeans on. He's doing, don't he?
When I wake up
in the morning light. There you are, David Dundas there, and jeans on. By the way, just looking at the screen here, I'm sure a lot of you are following the women's match this morning. Yes, the women's team in the World Cup. The score, by the way, we're into the second half, 55th minute right now. Brazil 3, Panama 0. Oh dear, never mind. What do you think? Yeah, I know. Don't worry, you'll get over it. There. So anyway, the best thing we can do, I guess, really, is we'll put you in the shower. There you go. Have a good soak. Put yourself in a good frame of mind. Breathe deeply now. Come on. What do we got? We got the steps in the shower with you this morning. Last thing on my mind. I'll keep you updated with the score as we go through this morning.
There was
Yes, the Steps, very Abba-esque this morning, aren't they? Yes, indeed. And that was that last thing on my mind. Right, how to get then? Now. And off to where it is you're going on this Monday morning. Hope you're going to have a great Monday. Let's take a quick look out the studio window. It looks like it's going to be another hot one. It's like hazy in a way. Hazy is probably the best way to describe it. I don't sort of really see much in the way of solid clouds or anything like that. Well, clouds aren't solid really, are they? Never mind. Time on The Breakfast Show, 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock, so do hang around for as long as you possibly can.
I'm
There we go. Yes, I remember from Mr. Blood. And time, if you are keeping on time, 23 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Pet Shop Boys time. Shouldn't do this with them, really. Left to my own devices is what it's called. There they go, Pet Shop Boys, and left to my own devices. And if you missed us for a little while there, we sort of dropped out. It's because, I guess, Cable and Wireless doing something with the internet. It happened a little bit earlier on this morning as well. But I can tell you, if that happens, we carry on regardless. So you can come back to us. And, yeah, just hang around for a little bit. So also don't forget, the program is on our website. During the course of the day, when we've wrapped up at 10 o'clock, we upload it to thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Thebreakfastshow.com.pa. So you can go out of the way. You can listen to it any time you like as well. And we segregate the news on there. So if you just want to listen to the news, you can do that. Anyway, it's time to take a break.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Attention, construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
In Albrook Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
El 15.
Tengo depilación.
El 17.
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
And indeed, you're welcome. Welcome back to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry Lee, we're on 89.3, Cool FM. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, just a fraction after 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Time to look at some of Monday's international news headlines, a little bit of business as well. Russia accused Kiev of terrorism, saying that two Ukrainian drones had damaged buildings in Moscow, including one close to the Defense Ministry's headquarters on Monday, a day after Ukraine promised payback for Russia's strikes on Odessa. Nobody was reported hurt in the attack, but one of its targets close to the Moscow building where the Russian military holds briefings on what it calls its special military operation struck a symbolic blow and underscored the reach of such drones. An ammunition depot was hit during a Ukrainian drone attack on Zhanovskoye in Crimea. This was early on Monday, with Russian air defense forces shooting down or electronically jamming 11 drones over the area, a Russian-installed official has said. Sergei Aksyonov, the Russian-installed governor of the Crimean Peninsula that Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014, also said that a residential building was damaged in the area. He said that there was no indication of any casualties, but people within a 5-kilometer radius of the incident were being evacuated. United Nations Command and North Korea have begun discussing the case of Travis King. This is the US soldier who crossed into the North last week. The deputy commander of the US-led command that oversees the Korean War truce said on Monday. King, a US Army private serving in South Korea, sprinted into North Korea on the 18th of July while on tour of the demilitarized zone on the inter-Korean border, landing Washington in a fresh diplomatic quandary with the nuclear-armed North. And problems in Israel. Israel's parliament on Monday, they began final voting on contested changes sought by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the judiciary, as compromise talks meant to ease one of the country's worst political crises in decades appeared to collapse. There was no immediate comment from President Isaac Herzog, who called the standoff a national emergency and has been leading compromise talks on the government's judicial plans, which have sparked unprecedented nationwide protests. "You cannot reach agreements that safeguard Israel's democracy with this government," opposition leader Yair Lapid told Israeli television channels at the Knesset minutes before the hours-long vote began. With banks and businesses now joining in the protests, the pressure mounted on Netanyahu, who was released from hospital on Monday morning after a two-night stay, during which he was fitted with a pacemaker. Netanyahu has been urged by Washington on the one side to reach a compromise with the opposition, while his hardline coalition partners are pushing for legislation to go ahead with more judicial changes to follow. The crisis has spread to the military, with protest leaders saying thousands of volunteer reservists would not report for duty if the government continues with the plans, and former top brass warning that Israel's war readiness could be at risk. Tour operators began flying home holidaymakers as wildfires raged on the Greek island of Rhodes on Monday, and officials said that the threat of further fires was high in almost every region of the country. Fires burning since Wednesday on Rhodes forced the evacuation of 19,000 people over the weekend as the inferno reached coastal resorts on the island's southeast. A wildfire also forced evacuations from the island of Corfu. Japan's imposition of export controls on chip-making tools to align with a US policy restricting China's ability to produce advanced semiconductors is worrying some officials in Tokyo, who believe a combative US approach may hamper coordination and needlessly provoke Beijing. From this week, Japan is restricting 23 types of equipment, ranging from machines that deposit films on silicone wafers to devices that etch out the microscopic circuits of chips that could have military uses. WorldCoin, a cryptocurrency project founded by OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, launched on Monday. The project's core offering is its World ID, which the company describes as a digital passport to prove that the holder is a real human and not an AI bot. To get a World ID, a customer signs up to do an in-person iris scan using WorldCoin's orb, a silver ball approximately the size of a bowling ball, and once the orb's iris scan verifies the person is a real human, it creates a world ID. Twitter Inc. owner Elon Musk on Sunday signaled that he would do more to take the social media company in a new direction, with a rebranding that will replace its well-known Bluebird logo with an X, after acknowledging advertisers have been slow to return. The change, which was not evident on the website on Sunday evening, followed Musk's recent admission that advertising revenue remains nearly half of what it once was, and Twitter's cash flow has been negative as a result of that and its heavy debt load. The euro slid on Monday after activity data in key economies came in much softer than expected, giving markets a jolt at the start of a week packed with central bank meetings at which investors expect rate hikes in Europe and the United States. The European common currency, that fell 0.4% to $1.10.83, I guess, skidding after a quiet Asian session on PMI data that showed Eurozone business activity shrank more than expected in July, The pound dropped after British activity data, but less dramatically, and was last down 0.1% at $1.2839. Oil prices rose on Monday. This is as tightening supply and hopes for Chinese stimulus underpinned Brent well above the $80 a barrel, even as traders expected more rate hikes from US and European central banks. Brent crude futures that rose 44 cents or 0.6%, that's to $81.51 a barrel, and that was by 11 GMT today. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was at $77.51 a barrel, that was also up 44 cents or 0.5%. And there we go. That's our look. Those are some of the things, some of the headlines in the international news, and also a bit of the business there as well. We're going to take a piece of music. When we come back, we've got a couple of requests, I think, to get through this morning. I just wanted the good sense from Stereophonics. And from Wales, by the way. Yes, from Wales. They formed in 1992 in the village of Quamaman in the Ciron Valley. I think that is Sinon Valley in Wales. It's very foreign over there. And the band consists of Kelly Jones on lead vocals, lead guitar, keyboards, Richard Jones, no relation to Kelly, on bass, guitar, harmonica, backing vocals as well, Adam Zendaya, and the list goes on. I won't go through them all. Now, that, let me see. That, by the way, how many of you went to the Field Throw Medusa and the Panama Philharmonic concert on Saturday night? That was quite something. Enjoyed that. Very, very good indeed. Congratulations to Field Throw Medusa and the Philharmonic Orchestra, led there by Maestro Victor Matos. A great evening. Unusual and enjoyable. And, yep, well done, guys. Field Throw Medusa. Now, also, let me see, what else are we going to tell you about? Oh, yes, this is important. It was in August. Calling for volunteer sponsors and assistants. Okay, now starting in August through December, there's a group of people who will be doing community service for students in marginalized areas of Panama. This is to create an after-school program at the Oratorio Basilica Don Bosco in Perejil. Now, there'll be 30 students from 6 to 17 years of age. They're from San Miguel, Cabo Verde, Don Bosco, and Caledonia. Hours range from 12:15 p.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, they're looking for volunteers to teach English, theatre workshops, art programs, tutoring, sports, or any speciality that you can offer. Sponsors. Now, they're looking for sponsors. $50 per month for one student for snacks and drinks. Organisers. They're looking for those to help set up and take down during the sessions. Now, if you want to be a sponsor, just send a $50 donation for one student per month or more through Yappy. You can do it through Yappy. And that is F San Felipe. That's Yappy. F San Felipe, all one word. And or if you want to go it by check or transfer, Fundación San Felipe, Banco General, checking account. The number is 03-01-01-00-3447. Or easy, if it's easier for you, Yappy, as I say, just F San Felipe, F San Felipe. 14 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let me just check, we're into the 80-something minute, 81st minute moment. 4-0, Brazil 4, Panama 0. Things in the news this morning, which are really sort of quite disturbing. I mean, first of all, when you consider the number of cities that Russia has destroyed in Ukraine, when somebody fires back at them, when the Ukraine's firing back at them, they call it terrorism. Hypocrisy in the world these days gets even worse. Trouble, of course, in Israel as well. Yes, the days that the governments did things that the people want have gone by the board. What's unusual about that? And, of course, those terrible fires there in Greece. It's got to the islands, Rhodes and Crete, I think is the other one. Or Corfu. And Renee, of course, Renee and Rick are over there, so a little bit... anyway, they did drop me... Renee dropped me a little line this morning. And let me see what she's got here. I've got it right here in front of me. And she says, good morning to everybody, of course. And now she says, I thought... Which is good Monday morning. Hope everyone had a nice weekend. Yesterday, we had, instead of a rainy day, a stay inside and watch movies on the couch all day. We had a it's so stinking hot, let's stay inside and watch movies on the couch all day. That kind of day. We hit 106 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 41 degrees Celsius yesterday. It's like walking into an oven. The temperatures this week are expected to be hot, hot, hot. And you asked if we could play, could you please play Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes.
And I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just might stop. Let me go on, like I whisper in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
And there we go, yes, and that was Sisters of Blisters in the Sun by Violent Femmes. That's for Renee this morning. You guys, keep yourself safe. At least there's no, well, I don't think there's certainly no fires in their area, which is a good thing. But, you know, the heat is getting a big deal, isn't it? Of course it is. Right, let's see. I tell you what we got right now. The Lighthouse Family. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Thomas makes the sound, can you? The Lighthouse family there, and that is Postcard from Heaven. We're just making our minutes-wise, making our way to 5 minutes now, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let me see, what else have I got for you this week? Nothing at the moment. Let me just check on the score, see if we've got anything else happening there. Don't go away, I'll be with you in a minute. right, where's up? Here we go. We're into, they're playing, they're into 6 minutes overtime now. And that is 4-0 still. Brazil 4, Panama 0, sadly. Anyway, what I tell you, but just be happy we're there. I'm good. Sting. Message in a bottle.
A 100 billion bottles washed up on the shore. Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Attention! Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other. With like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face to face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
Things you want to do.
man. You got to understand, she don't mean to make a scene. Like you, she feels all the weight you're under. And when she breaks, is it any wonder? I know sometimes it crosses your mind to get on out and stay hard to find. Before you try, you better look in her eye. Love is forever. Stay together.
There we go, yes, Sir George Benson there, and never give up on a good thing. If you are keeping on the time, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, we are having some problems with cable and wireless this morning, with our internet. Sorry about that, but we just keep going, carry on regardless, I think is what they would say. So we're doing that, and we're going to take another piece of music. Once I hear that this has come up again, we'll link up with Ingrid.
Amen.
There we go, yes. Keep on dreaming, living in a perfect world. We should be so lucky. Right, let's take a look. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just exactly 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock here, 89.3. Sorry, we're having a bit of problems with cable and wireless. They keep playing around with the internet, unfortunately. But we say, as we say, carry on regardless.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? This is what a relaxed, peaceful voice sounds like. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but I have the ocean behind me. We had a little power out. First of all, had a great weekend. It was wonderful. It was divine. Had a great birthday. But Saturday, the electricity blew out and didn't come back on 100%. So we were without AC and we were without refrigerator, and we called our people and we decided that Sunday morning we packed up and we came out to Punta Chami. And this is beautiful. We're on the beach. Chelsea ran in the ocean. We're in this wonderful nomad container hotel. It's just beautiful. Wonderful, calm. Ah, you can feel that ocean breeze. And Chelsea's never been in the, she was in the pool once. When we'd been to a friend's house, and she wouldn't go to the pool in Coronado. But when we took her to the ocean, she was in the ocean. She was splishing and splashing and having such a grand time. It's so good. I was so afraid she wasn't going to be a water dog, because I'm a water dog, and I needed to have... Say hi, 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 Jerry. Hi, Yaz. Hello, the other listener. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think she drank too much seawater, because I think she had a little... vomit though last night. Yeah, that's all right. She's okay now. Yeah, we're going to have a cup of coffee and watch this beautiful morning unfold and just let that breeze and that that sea fresh air just blow over us. It is absolutely gorgeous. I'm told we can see Taboga from here, and I could see a bunch of lights across the horizon, so I might have seen as one of those, I don't know, settlements, but it's just stunning, beautiful mountains, ocean, water. This guy got up on one of his ski kites and was, I guess, they use the kite and they use a board, and he was just bouncing all around having a grand time. It was just lovely. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. I'm back in El Valle later today, and back to you in the studio.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher. A bird. He tiptoed up to reach her. He's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now. He's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now. Well, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone.
Well, there you are. I don't know about a beach dog, but that one is a bird dog, the Everly Brothers. And a big thanks, as always, to Ingrid there, bringing us in on the everyday story of country folk. And sorry if we're having a bit of problems this morning with the internet. I think cable and wireless are doing something, probably certainly, because they've taken over the other one, haven't they? Was it Claro, I think it was, wasn't it? And they might be amalgamating and doing all sorts of things. But anyway, a bit of a problem this morning, considering we've got a gigabyte of internet speed. Anyway, listen to this. You know we've got our dating game, haven't we? Call FM. Well, if you're ready to match face-to-face, the girls apparently are more than ready. They're just missing a few boys. Yes, come on, come on, guys. If you're listening, don't miss out on the opportunity of meeting interesting people at our event on the 3rd of August in Salina in Casco Viejo. The dating game by Cool FM at Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m. They'll have speed dating and a singles party as well. Interested? Well, if you WhatsApp us here on The Breakfast Show, 677-188-22, we'll send all the information to you. And you can also, of course, register at coolfmpanama.com. coolfmpanama.com.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
Get on, get on, get on, get on. My groove is playing. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There goes Texas, yes, Texas from Scotland, and in our lifetime. Right, so I'm just looking here, because you know what it's like, because in the United Kingdom, Nigel Farage had his bank account closed by Coutts, I think the bank was, because he didn't sort of agree with their opinions, okay? They said his opinions don't conform to that of the banks, and there was absolute outrage, and even Parliament, even the Prime Minister turned around and said, this is outrageous. And they're going to pass a law which will not allow banks to close people's accounts without giving a reason. And, of course, this is a thing worldwide, isn't it? I mean, people here have had their accounts closed. Some of them quite rightly so, too. Others not so rightly. I mean, banking is such an important, integral part of our lives. And having a bank account, of course, is important. But there is this, because apparently banks can just close your account, don't have to tell you why. Just say, no, don't want your business, not making enough money. Santander Bank of Argentina has started closing accounts of customers who purchased new cars with cash during the pandemic. The former Banco Rio entity considers that these accounts are suspicious, despite the fact that the AFIP, Argentina's Administration of Public Income, authorized the transactions and the money originated in accounts held, believe it or not, at the bank. The affected bank customers recently began contacting Motor One Argentina, which broke the story. In each instance, the case involved a Santander Bank customer who purchased a new vehicle between 2020 and 23 using electronic funds transfer. In those cases, the customer first received an alert on their cell phone through the Santander Mobile Bank app, followed by a formal letter notifying them of their account closure. The notification indicates that Santander Bank considers these transactions suspicious despite the fact that they were carried out using an official certificate of legal funds approved by the AFIP. One Santander Bank customer who bought a new Toyota Hilux in 2020 notified Motor One Argentina after their account was closed. They had held the account for 20 years and bought the vehicle for 5 million pesos, the equivalent of $18,570 approximately. Using money from that account validated with a certificate of legal funds, another customer had their account closed after 25 years because they conducted the transaction online during the pandemic. A third purchased the Jeep Renegade with money from their checking account and had their account closed despite Santander Bank having records of all their transactions. For over two decades, the AFIP has required customers and dealers to present official certificates of legal funds to conduct new car transactions. Cash transactions are carried out using electronic funds transfers as a way to ensure the money is traceable for tax purposes and to avoid any appearance of laundering. Customers of Santander Bank were also encouraged to do business online, which in many cases was the only option during the pandemic. It's incredible, really, isn't it? You think your money's yours. I must admit, I had a thing because I have an account still in the United Kingdom. Just doesn't do much now because it just receives the sort of pension I have over there. And every so often I move money across. But a few years ago now, I had a call from somebody from HSBC in Scotland. This lady with a very sort of broad Scottish accent. Who could only be described as rude, was basically questioning me. Of course, first of all, they haven't got any idea of the difference in time, so they'd be calling me at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And, this one of it, you've got to prove this. Why have you done this? Where's your money come? What are you doing? And this went on, believe it or not, this went on for a year. And eventually, 3 o'clock one morning, thank you very much. Your account is fine, and thank you for being a customer of HSBC for the last 42 years. 42 years! What's this thing? Know your client? Anyway, it all got sorted in the end. I do believe there should be a law that banks are not allowed to close accounts without due form. Not just for the sake of it. Banking is crucial to us these days.
otra sonrisa más. Mis ojos se dilatan siempre que te ven. Me hablas y te quiero amar. Luego te levantas y te vas con él. Qué ganas de poderte besar. Qué ganas de quererte abrazar. Pero no, no siempre gana el que tiene más ganas de amor. Querer no siempre es igual a poder. Por más que repitan, yo sé que te quiero y no puedo tener tu cariño, tu amor, tu querer. No siempre es igual a poder. Por más que repitan, yo sé que te quiero y no puedo tener tu cariño, tu amor. Sé que él no te puede amar de la manera loca en que yo te amo a ti. 1000 horas voy a trabajar y compro 2 boletos rumbo a París. Qué ganas de poderte besar. Qué ganas de quererte abrazar. Pero no, no siempre gana el que tiene más ganas de amor. Querer no siempre es igual a poder. Por más que repitan, yo sé que te quiero y no puedo tener tu cariño, tu amor, tu querer. No siempre es igual a poder. Por más que repitan, yo sé que te quiero y no puedo tener tu cariño, tu amor. Me paso todo el día preguntándome cómo será tu amor. Escucho melodías cada vez que estás cerca de mí. Que repitan, yo sé que te quiero y no puedo tener tu cariño, tu amor.
Tu querer. Thank you. Querer poder, that is Mona Lisa and Rodrigo there, of course. And before that was Glass Tiger. And someday, if you are keeping eye on the time, we are 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. If you missed the news today, we do have it for you again at 9 o'clock this morning. Music wise, we are going to take a trip back in time. The year is 1967. The month is November. The day is the 6th. That's when this song was recorded. It was only just a couple of, well, just a 1 month, on December the 25th of 1967, it was released. It's a song by American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan. It's off of his 18th studio album, John Wesley Harding. Now, the song was written by Dylan and produced by Bob Johnston. Song's lyrics, which in its original version contain 12 lines, feature a conversation between a joker and a thief. The song has been subject to various interpretations. Some reviewers have noted that it echoes lines in the book of Isaiah, chapter 21, verses 5 to 9. And Dylan has released several different live performances of it, and versions of the song are included on some of his subsequent greatest hits compilation. What is the song? All Along the Watchtower.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. To get
There we go, following on from Jimi Hendrix and all along the Watchtower. That is the Bee Gees and Irresistible Force.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Attention! Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind and over.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. My eyes see.
There we go, two in a row. Started off with Michael Jackson. He was looking in a mirror. Man in the mirror. Followed on there, and that is Nathalie Marchand and Carnival. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. Call FM. Great to have you with us. What are you doing over there? That's better. Time on The Breakfast Show. 27 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Call FM. You might have met one of these in the past. Drama Queens. This is Switches and Drama Queen.
Queen.
ago, following on from Switches and Drama Queen, we had Martha and the Muffins there and Echo Beach. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock, we're on 89.3, Call FM. I might take a quick look while we listen to our next track, which is Just My Imagination from The Temptations, see if I can find some good news, shall we? By the way, sorry about all the breakups this morning. Cable and Wireless been busy working away on the internet connection. That's The Temptations and Just My Imagination. Right, I found one. After posting a slideshow of sketches of her grandmother that her grandmother drew in fashion school during the 1940s, a TikToker named Julia was encouraged by her followers to make these designs come to life. Julia was up to the challenge and began learning how to sew so that she could recreate the drawings. The project has been really connecting for Julia and her grandmother. She told Good Morning America, "Some people look up to rock stars or singers or artists. I always looked up to my grandmother. She's always been such an inspiration of what a strong and caring woman can be. Every time she completes an outfit, Julia models it for her grandmother and shares the interaction online. In one video, Julia's grandmother praised her for always putting a creative and modern touch to her design, saying, "It's lovely to see because it brings us into this time in life." Isn't that lovely? Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, lovely story, that one. Quite like the one. No politics in there, nothing. Time on the Breakfast Show, 22 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is Basia and Tara Hekasi, and So Nice.
To me, stay with me, right or wrong. Someone to sing to me, some little samba song. Someone to take my heart, then give his heart to me. Someone who's ready to give love a start with me. Oh yeah.
Is Basia together with Tara Hekasi. So Nice. I'll listen to begin just the beginning for a minute. It starts to sound very much like one of those 1970s series they used to have, like Charlie's Angels or something like that. Yeah. Doesn't it? sounds like one of those 1970s series, definitely. Right, time, 17 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock. And I tell you what, I think I've got another nice story for you. During the summer, this is in Connecticut. During the summer, customers at Best Cleaners in Middletown, Connecticut, know what to do to look down. They might spot a tiny eastern painted turtle making its way across the store. The dry cleaning business is on the path between Pamecha Pond and a grassy marsh. And every year from May through September, the turtles go from the pond to the marsh to lay their eggs. And then they make their way back, the return journey, with their hatchlings. They have to cross a busy street. And because the baby turtles can be as small as a quarter, sometimes they get hit by cars. For the last 5 years, workers at Best Cleaners have done their part to help the turtles, that they make their way into the store or to their parking lot, picking them up and delivering them to the pond. How nice is that? Humans are the ones who built infrastructure around their habitat, so we owe it to the turtles to do anything we can to give back. That's Best Cleaners regional manager Matt Dion told the Washington Post. Oh, look, they're still at it. Charlie's Angels. I tell you what, though, we got this one. And nothing hurts your heart like soul. Misha Paris. Nothing hits your heart like soul. Right, we're about 11 and a half minutes right now before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on this morning's breakfast show. What have we got lined up for you this week, actually? Not a lot. It's just mostly our regulars for this week. But, well, we know how easily that can change. We have got a little bit of a contest coming up. We've got some amazing things from the royal wedding, some souvenirs to do a little contest with. We're going to make them into five little nice gift packs. Then we're going to do a contest each day for so many days. And the last one, well, when they win, they'll also be able to, we'll give it to them at one of the Pedro Mandinga rum bars as well, with drinks and snacks. How about that? But don't just hang on for the last one, because you might not win any. Oh, absolutely. Michael Franks, he's got an amazing voice.
No attire is required, just a toothbrush, dear, 'cause here we don't wear much.
There we go, Barefoot on the Beach. That was from Michael Franks. Imitating Ingrid, no doubt, this morning, especially wasn't she by the beach with a dog and the cook. So, we're just about coming to the end of this morning's program. I hope Yaz is having a good time today without me. Anyway, what do we do at this time? We say, well, I hope you're going to have a great day. I'm going to be going off to do whatever it is I'm going to be doing today. Not sure yet. Big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid, who was with us for her everyday story of country folk. Let me say a couple of good mornings, by the way. Just good morning to Paul again, to Mary Lou, to Renee, and to John Williams, good friend of mine over there in the UK, asking about the football match between Panama and Brazil. I said it was okay, at least it was close. Right. Thanks go out to Yasmin. I know she's not with us this morning, but I'm sure she's out there representing us well at the event that she's gone off to, so big thanks to Yas. And to the boys and girls. Oh, no, mustn't forget our friend Neil. No, over there in the United Kingdom. My co-producer over there in the UK gets a lot of background information for us, especially when it comes to people that are born on this day. And it was a big one. Simon Bolivar was born on this day many, 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 many years ago. So big thanks to Neil. Big thanks to the boys and girls, the group of Grada, who keep us up and running in the mornings. And by the way, apologies this morning because the internet was in and out like a yo-yo, which is how we connect up. And luckily it didn't go down for too long like it did, in fact, exactly a week ago. Big thanks to the boys and girls group for Grada, especially to Isaac, and also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you same time tomorrow. That is 7 o'clock in the morning. So whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please, please, please do it carefully. 7 tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.